Talk to our tech guy. His name is Trevor Long. He has a wonderful website called EFTM.com. Morning, Trev.
Morning.
Now, Trev, Wordle, it's just gone bananas. We know it got sold for seven figures recently, and the guy who made it did very well. What have you got on this for us today?
I mean, it's fascinating, right? Here's a bloke that builds a website, not even an app. Okay, this thing is not an app, it's a website. It doesn't even have the domain name wordle.com. You've got to Google it to find it every time you want to play it. But it's a very simple concept, right? Guess a five-letter word, and you've got six attempts at guessing it. And the critical thing here is you can only play it once a day. And it's actually created this viral sensation because people are sharing their results. And the New York Times has seen this and gone, well, look, if that's going so viral, we want to be part of this. So they've bought it for, you know, seven figures. So here's a guy in New York who builds a simple word game, makes $1 million-odd, and it's kind of at its peak now. I don't know that it's going to even continue much longer because I think a lot of people will get bored of it. But that just shows how quickly and amazingly you can make money on the internet if you've got just the right idea.
Isn't it incredible? Because it's like Mastermind. So it's been thought of before, just in a slightly different way. And don't you kick yourself every now and again and go, why didn't I think of that?
and it's so frustrating. You look at people's comments on it, and because it's one of these things that people want to brag when they do well, but I don't see people bragging when they don't do well. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. As a small side note too, Trev, I don't know if you know this, he actually made it for his wife when they were in lockdown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they both were into puzzles and games. Nice. And she was getting bored in lockdown in the States, so he made it for her.
God.
Oh, what a legend.
Hey? So we go from one word app to another app that's going to help us with our groceries. This sounds a bit more practical.
This is very good. So there's an app called Frugal, F-R-U-G-L. It's not a new app, but they've enhanced the app by adding more retailers. So originally it was pretty much a Coles v Woolies app, so you could put in a product and see where it was cheaper. But now they've added IGA and Aldi. And essentially, it's become a really good app to allow you to be frugal. Now, this is not for everyone because some people aren't the kind of people that would look, you know, cent by cent at every single product. But if you take your time, and let's admit, most of us have the same shopping list variation of a few things every week or fortnight. If you take your time to put in your shopping list, it'll essentially create multiple lists for you so that you can know where to go for which items to make sure you're saving the most money. I love it as a concept. It's an Aussie app. And, you know, if you are looking to be a bit frugal and make sure you're getting the best deal on your groceries, no matter where you want to shop, Frugal is the app.
F-R-U-G-L. That's the spelling, Trev.
That's it.
Beauty.
Yep.
And just finally, something coming, that a flight simulator for Australia. What's this?
The flight simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator, launched about a year and a half ago on the computer and about 6 months ago on the Xbox. But there was one glaring error with it. Most people, this is an unbelievable simulator, a realistic satellite imagery. But the problem was, everyone flies your own area. And when you fly over, say, the Melbourne, the MCG looked like a block of apartments. Fly over Sydney, there was no opera, no Sydney Harbour Bridge. It was a bit weird. They've updated it now with hyper-detailed Australian locations. There's something like 95 different iconic locations, including lighthouses and the 12 Apostles, all these different amazing things. So if you love scenery, you love tourism, this is your way to virtually travel around Australia on the Microsoft Flight Simulator.
How good's that? And if you crash, you live, even better.
That's it.
Trev, thank you so much. EFTM.com is Trev's website. You can check out all the reviews, little videos, maybe even win some stuff. Grab the app while you're there as well and catch all the latest tech stuff. Trev, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys. Talk to you then.